It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the Coalface with Martin Creamer, the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, good morning. Now, the Russians have ploughed 1.5 billion rand into a new black-controlled manganese mine in the Northern Cape.
That's right. You know, the Northern Cape is known for its manganese. The Russians have come in and quite astutely because they've got the shallow manganese. Traditionally, they mine underground there. They've got the surface mining and they've been able to self-fund this by actually mining quickly and selling manganese quickly so they could get a revenue stream. And we're talking about a 1.5 billion rand mine here, which is black controlled. The 51% is held by a black company, which is very broad based, also backed by the Industrial Development Corporation. But one of the things that was pointed out there by the minister, Susan Shabangu, when she opened this is that there's a lamentable situation that South Africa's got 80% of the world's known high grade manganese reserves, but only 15% of the market. So this presents a huge opportunity. We have been rail constrained and obviously the rail will have to play a huge part here to get us going. But also we can see that there's a lot more focus on it because of the demand for steel in the world. And this manganese is an essential ingredient in steel and therefore it has a good future going forward. And it gives confidence to investors to come in and plow their money in.
Now, foreign investors have provided 4 billion rand in funding for the Bagatla community's platinum mine in the northwest.
Again, confidence by foreign investors. We see 4 billion rand coming into this moderately sized mine in the northwest province and a lot of it coming in even from pension funds from Europe. So it shows you that confidence. And the Bagatla community there is determined to try and turn some of their positive assets into account. And we see them approaching it in the correct way. We know that, nearby, this is the platinum operation, but nearby was Wisizwi, which is being rescued by Chinese investors now, because the local community collateralized the shareholding before 1 ounce of platinum was produced. They cashed in their shares and that money's dissipated now, whereas the Bagatla are saying now every bit of cash we get, we're plowing back into this investment because we want sustainability and long term, and that is the way to do it. They've also set up an academy of training where they're bringing out apprenticeships and they're bringing tradesmen into the mine. So the big advantage here is that there are no hostels in sight, because a lot of the community members in this 1,050 people, they work at that mine, they go home in the night to their family. So much better situation there. And it has been masterminded, of course, by an icon of the mining industry. That's Brian Gilbertson. He's the chairperson of Pallinghurst, one of the big investors here in platinum. It's also listed in Toronto. So the funding has been there. The geology has been challenging. They've got over this now with a new deal they've just done to double their resource. And the horizon is now one positive view.
Wonderful job creation, much needed projects in these two areas in the Northern Cape and the Northwest. Now, Transnet plans to spend 110 billion rand on much needed rail, port and pipeline projects.
Yeah, we've got constraints here and these are in logistics, and we know that the state handles those. We've also, of course, got energy constraints and the state also handles those. So the state has got to come to the party if they want growth, if they want to generate wealth and they want jobs. They've got to come to the party. And here we see Transnet now belatedly, talking about 110 billion rand, wanting to modernize the ports. I mean, that Pier 2 in Durban, I mean, if you're kind, you'll say it's aged. If you're realistic, you'll say it's obsolete. I mean, this is not the sort of thing we should have in our biggest port, and they need to plow some money into that. They also, I think, get about the bulk of the money, about 63 billion will go into, the Transnet freight rail, because rail is a constraint. I mean, they want to put about 11 billion into the iron ore line, which the manganese we're just talking about, they need to augment that, and also the coal line, about 16 billion. But this is the situation now, where a lot of modernization is needed, a lot of quick decisions, but right decisions. We can't be affording to take the wrong decision. I think there's been a time to plan this too long in the planning. Now we need the implementation in order to turn this to account. And we see a new broom sweeping at Transnet. Brian Malefi, a lot falls on his shoulders now to make sure that we do these things in an accelerated manner, but we do them correctly. And he's talking about a massive expenditure, 110 billion rand.
Mm-hmm. Martin Creamer, he's the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the Coalface at the same time next Friday.